USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is proposing a new deal to Democrats aimed at getting Congress to pay for a wall along the border with Mexico. He says he's willing to compromise on many points.
DACA, TPS, and many other things. Straightforward, fair, reasonable.
He says the plan is needed to reduce crime.
Criminals, drug smugglers, gangs, and traffickers do not stop at our border. They permeate throughout our country, and they end up in some places where you'd least expect them.
Representative Vicente Gonzalez, a Texas Democrat, says many of the things the president stated are wrong.
If you look at FBI statistics, McAllen's the seventh safest city in America. We have zero murders in the year of 2018. We're one of the safest communities in the state and the country, so it's just factually wrong, statistically wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Jason Van Dyke, the white former Chicago police officer who shot black teenager Laquan McDonald, is now headed to prison for nearly 7 years. The teen's great-uncle, Marvin Hunter, thinks it's a small victory.
Police officers that commit the kinds of crimes that Jason Van Dyke has done and the three other officers will be convicted properly for the crimes in which they're committed, just like any other citizen in the state of Illinois or in this country.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office is disputing the accuracy of a BuzzFeed report that suggested that President Trump told his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about building a Trump Tower in Moscow in 2016. Spokesman Peter Carr says the report of special statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by the office are not accurate. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The White House denies President Trump endangered House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's planned trip to Afghanistan, but admits he wants her to come to Washington for negotiations over the wall. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders had more to say Friday about why President Donald Trump didn't want House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to leave Washington for a visit to Afghanistan.
That's one of the key reasons that the president did not want Speaker Pelosi to leave the country, is because if she did, it would all but guarantee the fact that the negotiations couldn't take place over the weekend, and federal workers, 800,000 federal workers, wouldn't receive their paychecks because she wasn't here to help make a deal.
Pelosi canceled her plans to travel by commercial plane to visit U.S. troops in Afghanistan, saying the president had caused a security risk by talking about the trip.
President Trump had a special video message to the crowds of people who packed the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump said he was supporting the Senate's efforts to make permanent the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer funding for abortions. He also promised to veto any legislation that weakens the protection of human life. Those gathered for the March of Life, he erupted in cheers as he made another promise.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.